This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
I'm in the studio here at the Riverside Centre with my very good friend, talented screenwriter, author. What else can I say? Playwright, composer, Barbara Jane Mackey. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Caroline. Very nice to be here.
I'm going to start with this, actually, just to throw a little curveball in there.
Yeah.
I remember a few months ago, I was watching, I don't normally watch Breakfast TV, but I switched on Breakfast TV and there was Linda Nolan talking to whoever it was, I think it was ITV.
Lorraine.
Yes, Lorraine, that's right. And she was talking all about Rumpy Pumpy, your play, and how she starred in the play, and it was absolutely fantastic to hear the Isle of Wight and obviously yourself get a mention by Linda Nolan on that fantastic ITV TV show. So how did Rumpy Pumpy come about? That's a play not based on the island, is it?
Well, in a way, if I hadn't been living on the island, I don't think I'd have written it. I moved here 11 years ago. I've lived sort of all over because I've been a freelance scriptwriter, so I've moved for my work and things. But my husband got a job at Southampton Solent University, where he is. So we came here. We had young teenagers, and we thought it was a good place. And I saw a documentary called The Ladies of the Hampshire WI and their search for the perfect brothel, and it was a documentary about two ladies, two elderly ladies called Jean and Shirley, who were going on a worldwide tour to find the perfect brothel, because they were so horrified by conditions for working girls on the streets here. And in fact, they were investigating around Southampton, talking to girls working on the streets, and they were horrified because it was so dangerous. But brothels are illegal in this country, so if two women choose to work indoors, that constitutes a brothel. And that's illegal, so they can be raided, so they can be thrown out to the streets again, etc., etc. Anyway, I saw this documentary about them on Channel 4 and thought, wow, and they're local. They're in Hampshire. They were near Winchester. Sadly, they've both passed away now, which is very sad. So I went to meet Jean and Shirley, and we got on fantastically. And I said, I'd like to write a film about you.
So excellent.
Because screenwriting and scriptwriting is my profession. I'd never written a musical before, and I was going to write a screenplay about them. So they said, great. And I started doing that, and I was funded to research it. So I went up north to Southport and hung around in a working brothel, which opened my eyes in a way, because it was very different than I thought. It was very businesslike and very normal, so that blew my mind slightly. Sorry, what was your question?
No, you're right on track.
Why?
We were just talking about how it came about, Rumpy Pumpy.
Yeah, I think because I'm here, Caroline. If I hadn't been here, I wouldn't have approached them and said, I'm a local writer. So it was totally about the locality. Them in Hampshire, me here in Ryde, just across the water.
And how did you come to get Linda Nolan to star in Rumpy Pumpy? Because she's a big name, isn't she?
Yeah. Well, we started it here on the island, and I used a very strong and talented local cast, because there's a lot of good actors in the island, fantastically good amateur actors, but some of the level is very, very high, and some fabulous singers here. So I did it here a couple of times to, you know, get it on its legs. And then I got an Arts Council grant to take it to London, which was great. So it was on year before last at the King's Head Theatre and another theatre in London. Quite a famous fringe venue. So we did it there. And that was funded, so I could use professional actors. That was fabulous. That went well. And then last year, a film company who I was working with backed me to put it on at Windsor Theatre Royal, which was a much bigger do. It's a huge, lovely, beautiful old Victorian theatre in Windsor, very famous and legendary and things. And we had a bit more money. I mean, it's all about the money, really, who you can get. So we had Louise Jameson, who was fantastic. She's a fabulous actress. And Linda. We went for Linda Nolan.
Excellent.
Perfect. And she played the Madame. Very well, too.
Right, okay, let's have a bit more music and then we'll talk a little bit more about your writing background and what got you interested in writing.
Great.
Thanks, Barbara.
Nobody knows it but me.
The Tony Rich Project and a song called Nobody Knows. It's a real radio track, that, isn't it? I'm in the studio with Barbara Jane Mackey. It's coming up to 25 past two on this Thursday afternoon. And we've been talking all about Rumpy Pumpy, which is Barbara's most recent musical. But what I wanted to know, Barbara, was how did you first get interested in writing? Was it something you wanted to do from being at... Because, I mean, I love writing, but nobody at school ever said my writing was any good.
Oh.
Maybe that's because it isn't.
Well, who knows, Caroline? I can't comment there. Well, my dad was a writer. He was a very well-known TV script writer, and he wrote a lot of stuff for Granada TV, and one of his later things was The Naked Civil Servant. So, you know, he was an award-winning... There was kind of BAFTAs around the house. It was that
really?
Kind of
gosh.
But he was great in terms of... I was one of four girls. I am one of four girls. I'm the youngest of four. And the book, the house, not the book, the house was stuffed with books. Books everywhere. So all the time we were reading. Reading. That never stopped. He was always giving us great books. So obviously, you know, that's a way into writing, is reading, obviously. So we all read tons. And... yeah, I mean, I'd always written. I also used to draw, and I was thinking about becoming a cartoonist, so I was very into art and things at the time as well. But I went off to university into drama, and he was, you know, at the height of his career then. He was very much, I think for me, he was very much the big writer in our family.
Yes.
So in a way, that position, if you like, was taken. Do you know what I mean?
I see.
So we did all right. My sister wrote poetry. And yeah, we all got the English prize, and that was a bit of a given. We were expected to, with that many books in the house. But, you know, I kind of kept it a bit quiet, things. I was always doing stuff. I was always scribbling things, trying to write plays and things, this, that, and the other, sketches, comedy sketches. And I started off in the comedy fringe with Rick Mayall and Aid Edmondson, who were my contemporaries. They were at Manchester University, and we all met up and formed a touring fringe group. And, you know, I just remember the early days in church halls in London. The only people that came were my parents and their parents, and pretty much nobody else. But, you know, obviously... they then went off to the Comedy Fringe and their careers took off. I moved into TV commercials because I wanted to work in films, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then I moved into documentaries in my 20s for Channel 4 when Channel 4 was starting. And I think I remember saying to my dad, you know, I want to be a director. That was my whole thing. I thought, right, I'll choose something different. He hasn't chosen that. That felt quite comfortable. So I ended up directing stuff for docs and things for Channel 4 and pop promos. Got into that. And then my father sadly died when I was in my late 20s, but I was sort of starting off as a director then.
He didn't put you off then? He encouraged you? He didn't say, oh, no, go and be a teacher, or why don't you do a different... You
know, he didn't really encourage us to write because he was he was the writer.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah.
I think we saw him, because he was such a professional, you know, he'd always be at his desk at 8 o'clock every morning, you know, churning it out. He was
really
prolific. He wrote hundreds of drama series for TV, loads.
Wow.
He never stopped. Carried on until he died at the age of 67, bless him. So I think witnessing someone very disciplined doing it on the case gave me an idea of what it is to be a professional writer.
Yes, yeah.
A good role model, if you like.
Yeah.
He just encouraged to do whatever we wanted to do, but he never particularly said writing. Maybe because he was a writer and he knows there's a lot of hard work. You know, it's not always fun. There's a lot of work involved, you know.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about how to find your writing voice, because I know that's one of the topics in the creative writing courses that you're doing. I'm quite interested in that. So have a word from our sponsors and then we'll talk a little bit more. Thank you. That's Duane Eddy from the 60s and the Peter Gunn theme there at 3:25 on the Thursday afternoon. And I'm here with Barbara Jane Mackey. And we've been talking all about writing, about her musical that she's written. And I know, Barbara, you've got some creative writing courses coming up at the Black Sheep in Ryde.
Yes, indeed.
Which is a nice venue.
Yeah, very nice. I've done lots of writing courses there before. I mean, you were asking me a bit earlier on, how did I get writing? And, you know, I told him my dad was a writer, so he was very established. So I didn't really get writing until he died, actually, really officially. And then I became a script editor at the BBC. I started reading scripts for people, and that was kind of lowly paid work. But I got in to the BBC and started working with other writers. So I suppose, in a sense, to build my confidence on scripts, this is... and scripts are quite tough to write. I was circling around writers, working with writers. That's how it happened. And then I started writing bits of the shows, and co-developed a series called Dangerfield, which was on back in the day.
Wow.
I'm giving my age away here, Caroline. And anybody that remembers Dangerfield is giving their age away. But it was a kind of flagship BBC drama about a surgeon who was a police doctor. And we devised it and stuff.
It did very well, didn't
it? Yeah, it did. It was like the Friday night slot. And... the writer Don Shaw, I remember him saying to me, I mean, I was in my 30s at the time, I remember him saying to me, because he was about pushing 70, I can't write the young people, Barbara, you just write them, you know, you write the young teenagers. Like, oh,
excellent.
Okay. I wasn't a teenager, but I'll give it a go. So I started writing bits, then I saw it televised, and obviously with actors acting and stuff, it gave me confidence. So it's a lot to do with confidence. And, you know, I've been a script writer for 20 years, and I've also taught screenwriting at universities at Portsmouth and Southampton Solent. So, and I did my MA there in creative writing because I wanted to write a novel. And, I'd always been saying, when I write my novel, and I thought, actually, I don't want to be one of those people that always says, when I write my novel, I'll actually do it.
Mm.
So I signed on to the MA course in Portsmouth because it gives you deadlines. You know, you have to write 40,000 words or you don't get your MA. I did it part-time over 2 years because I was working as
well. Was it tough?
Yeah, tough but enjoyable with a group of other people. And we learned lots of writing techniques and exercises and how to write in different genres, you know, trying to find the genre that most suits you, you know, whether it's contemporary fiction or chick lit or, you know, detective stuff, whatever.
Mm.
So we experimented with all those genres. So it was great. So really, in a sense, I suppose I'm pulling on that MA as well in this course. So, yeah, I'm running these workshops, here's my plug, at the Black Sheep in Ryde. And people can email me on barbara.mackie, that's M-A-C-K-I-E, at btinternet.com. Or they can ring up the Black Sheep info or email info at theblacksheepbar.co.uk. And it's a 3-day course because I think you need 3 days, really. You have to have a run at it. And it's for all kinds of writers, anybody, people that have written, people that haven't, people that have done some scribbling in their bedrooms. Some people have done quite a lot before they call themselves a writer. Often people have done a whole novel and they're still nervous of calling themselves a writer, you know, because that comes with confidence and experience.
That's interesting you should say that, if you don't mind me interrupting.
Yeah.
I read a quote from Matt Haig. Matt Haig's written quite a few books. The Humans is his most famous book.
Oh, yeah.
And he's often in the Guardian. And he, at the weekend, there was a section in the Guardian, how to write your first novel.
Yeah.
And Matt Haig quoted on Facebook, said, oh, I read this and I thought, oh, that sounds really difficult. And he's written 11 novels. So he read this quote saying, you know, how to write your first novel, and he thought, I'm never going to be able to do that, forgetting that he'd already written
he'd
11 of his own.
Bless him.
It's a little bit like that life at times, so, isn't it?
You think,
well, I can't do it, and then you think, actually, I've done it already.
And what I do in the course, just to say, Caroline, you know, is that I'm very, you know, new writers and all writers need support, you know, they need a safe space. Small group work, usually there's about 8 or 10 people there. And we're in a separate room, and, you know, we sit around our table and we do little exercises. And we start off studying the short story on day one. It's all about that. And then I ask people to do fun exercises, you know, feedback. We analyze the stuff we're reading. We write more stuff. And a lot of top of your brain stuff, you know, I do a lot of throwing people in, like, right, okay, I want you all to write about your first memory of your childhood sweetheart at school or something. And, you know, you've got 10 minutes, start.
Great.
You know, it's very jumping in.
I bet it's good.
A lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. People love it.
Mm.
And we break, you know, we talk, of course. We break for coffee and lunch and stuff. And then day two, we start to look at the novel. And really just the approach is how to get into it, thinking about what genre you might want to do, starting it, and techniques, really, for structuring it. You know, there's quite a lot that you need to do. Planning it, really. Planning's quite big.
Mm.
So I'm doing that on the 16th, 17th and 18th of June. And then in September, 8th, 9th, 10th, I'm doing script writing. Everything about script writing. 3 days
Excellent.
On that. Yeah.
Brilliant. So that's something for people to look forward to.
Oh, well, yeah.
And
Come along. It's for everybody. It's for everybody. Even if people haven't written, it really doesn't matter. Last time I had two people that had hardly written a thing since school. But they, you know, we warm people up. Everyone gets warmed up.
And we're all, yeah. Roughly what time does it start and finish?
It starts at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And 10 o'clock to, let me have a look, where are the times? 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock, I think it is. Yeah. And on Sunday it starts a bit later at 11 o'clock.
Excellent.
And then on the Sunday, the final day, we build up to this. And people might find it a bit nerve-wracking, but I ask people to get their friends and family in just to listen to the short pieces they've read, and I ask people to read them. Not everyone has to do it.
That's great.
Yeah.
So it gives them something to aim at.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to have a goal. Writers need goals. Writers need deadlines.
And if you don't live on the island and you want to come along, there are plenty of good good accommodation in the area.
Yeah.
So
I mean, Airbnb, nice... Airbnb is everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's, is it a Premier Inn up the road? There's something.
Yeah, and you've got Yelf's next door as well.
Yelf's is,
Rancastle Hotels.
Yeah,
plenty of accommodation.
So much stuff, yeah.
Okay, we'll have a track from the Human League and then we'll talk a little bit more.
Great, thanks.
We're all obsessed with them, aren't we? That's Selfies, and it's a song by Nina Nesbitt. I'm just thinking, that word's probably in the new Oxford Dictionary, but it probably wasn't, was it, about 10 years ago? It's a fairly new concept. I'm in the studio with Barbara Jane Mackey, and we've been talking all about what she's been up to in terms of writing and her writing course, and Rumpy Pumpy, the musical. And what else have you got in the pipeline, Barbara?
Well, I'm in terms of Rumpy Pumpy, you know, it did well last year. It was on at Windsor. That was great. It did extremely well. And now what we're doing is going back to the Arts Council and saying, will you back us for an industry showcase? So that's purely for industry people in London, producers, theatres to come, and hopefully we're hoping one of them will pick it up for a tour. So that's happening at the end of the year, so that's very exciting. Going to be working on that soon. And I'm also writing a film, though, you know, because I've spent 3 years really writing a musical, because I wrote the music and lyrics as well as the script, so it was a hell of a lot of work, fool that I was. But I enjoyed it was fun. And so having done that for 3 years, I'm on and off. I just thought I might get back to my, you know, my core trade, as it were, as a scriptwriter. And I thought, no, I'm going to write a film. And I saw this great group, an all-female punk rock band, who I saw on at the Isle of Wight Festival last year. And they're called the Sex Pissed Dolls. And they're absolutely brilliant. And I walked into this tent. I was a bit bored with what was on at the festival. I walked into this tent, the Big Top or whatever it was, and was blown away. I thought, wow.
They're on YouTube, actually. I did look them up after we met.
Yes.
And they are brilliant. Yeah. And a lot of the covers that they do are ex-directory,
fantastic.
Actually. Do those similar covers.
Yeah, they're
covers.
Absolutely fantastic. And it was blown away. I mean, the lead singer, Caroline, absolutely charismatic, great voice, an incredible performance. You know, she reminded me a bit of... oh God, who is she? She's a mixture of different people you've seen in the past. Alice Cooper, slightly, you know, incredible makeup and stage presence and very theatrical. And then Jilly is the lead guitarist, and then there's other band members. But Jilly and Carolina, you know, they're ladies, they're women who are 40 something, and that for me was very interesting. Incredibly attractive, interesting women. And I'm very drawn to writing things about women. I just generally seem to end up doing that, probably because I'm one of four girls, so I know everything about being a woman and a girl. So
they're on at the festival this year as well, aren't they?
Sex Pissed Dolls are on at the festival this year.
Look out for them.
I'm thrilled, and I'm developing a film about them. So I've been spending time with them recently, which has been a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
I can fulfil my fantasy, Caroline, of somehow pretending I'm in a band. An all-girl
band. Guitar.
Yeah, air guitar. That would have been my dream. But, you know, hey, some dreams you don't kind of follow. Not that one.
Excellent. So, so if you are going to Isle of Wight Festival this year, get on the website and have a look for the Sex Pistols Dolls. They are good, and they're on YouTube. Great. If you want to hear a few of their songs that they've done. We've got some more music, then we've got the news on the hour at 3 o'clock, and then we'll hear a little bit more from Barbara. Thanks, Barbara. That's a song by Dubstar, and it's called Not So Manic Now. And it's just gone 3:15. It's Thursday afternoon, and I'm here in the studio with Barbara Jane Mackey, who's a screenwriter and who's running some fantastic writing courses in June and again in September at the Black Sheep in Ryde on Union Street. Barbara, what does it take to become a professional writer? Because I know a lot of people write, but it's a dream, isn't it, for many people to actually be paid to write and have your work published. So what would you say, what would your advice be to somebody who wanted to be a professional writer?
Well, I suppose I can give more advice about being a professional TV or script writer, because that's what I'm, or film writer, because I've been doing that for the last 20 years. you've got to have, I was going to say balls of steel, that sounds very sexist. You've got to have nerves of steel. You've really got to, I'd say discipline, I'd say self-discipline, a lot of self-motivation, because, you know, you need routines as a writer. You've got to get into a massive routine. And if you're becoming professional, you're going to have deadlines upon you. So people are going to give you deadlines. Okay, we'd like to see that script in such and such a time. So you have to drop everything to do it. So you have to be very dedicated. It's like being an actress or something. And it's not really for the faint-hearted. I'd only advise people that really want to do it to do it. But so what would the way you'd go about it? So when I first started and got my first agent, I was working as a script editor at BBC Birmingham with writers, but I wanted to get my own agent and get writing myself. So I wrote a sample script. And that's, I'll be talking about that in September when I do my writer's workshop in screenwriting at the Black Sheep, 8th, 9th, 10th of September. There's another plug. You've got to write a sample script. And normally that's about a half an hour script you write to send in. And that's how I got my first agent, exactly by doing that. I wrote a half an hour sitcom. Looking back at it wasn't brilliant, but it showed what I could do. You know, you've got to show your hand, what your style is, what's different about you. And then you get the writers and agents yearbook, and that's published online. You can get hold of that anywhere, and all agents are listed there.
And you've got to keep going, I suppose.
Yeah, Google writers agents, and it's all run by the agents. Really, you've got to have an agent to get in there professionally, because producers and agents really run the business. So for your subject matter or your script to be taken seriously by a producer, unless you happen to know them, of course, and that's brilliant, you can just slip them a script and that can happen. But you've got to have someone representing you, because by having an agent, it's like an actor having an agent, it's a stamp of approval, and you've gone through the first gate, as it were. So producers know that you're already stamped with approval by an agent.
That's excellent advice, and very well put as well.
Yeah, Writers and Readers Yearbook, sorry. You can Google that, or just Google Writers Agents TV and they'll come up. And you send it to the least busy person or the someone who looks the most junior in that agency. And you say about yourself and what you've done. You're going to have something to show, so you're going to have a half-hour script, or longer if you want, but a complete bit of work that you're really, really pleased with. You've got to work at that so hard. And because we script writers write draft after draft after draft. A new draft is a new take. You go through it again, you improve it. You know, and if you know someone in the business or someone who has a good set of eyes, ask them to look at it and be brutal and give you notes. It's a tough old business. So I say you've got to have nerves of steel, but if you want to do it, you'll do it.
Fantastic.
That's my advice.
And so that's another course that you're running in September.
Doing the script writing course, and I'd love to come and talk about that again nearer the time in September, 8th, 9th, 10th, the Black Sheep Bar and Ride. All information is info@theblacksheepbar.co.uk. It's a 3-day course. It costs £150. That includes all lunches and teas and coffees and everything. And then in June, June 16th, 17th and 18th, I'm focusing on prose, the short story, how to get to grips with your novel, and feeding back on your own work. So at the end of the 3 days, most writers that I work with in the workshops, it's very relaxed. We have a lot of fun. It's professional, but it's very relaxed, and all kinds of levels of writers. But what I do is basically we build confidence, so people leave the course, and most people have always been very happy with it, feeling they can do that. I leave them equipped with what they need to write.
Fantastic. And it's great that they get to meet other people who are doing the same thing and wanting the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's obviously shared interest.
Absolutely. Often they end up forming writers groups with the other writers, you know, so they can check in once a month, look at each other's work. Because writers need support from other writers when you're starting out.
Yeah.
So I very much encourage that. But please come along. It's called The Right Stuff, and it's starting in June.
Thank you, Barbara. It's been an absolute pleasure having you as a guest here.
Thank you, Caroline. Thank you.
I hope you come in again closer to September.
Definitely.
And tell us all about how your course went in June, and also about what people have got to look forward to in September.
I'd love to. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. www.vectisradio.com